Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. All right. I love that story. And I know some of you have maybe heard it 1,000 times, and for some of you tonight might be the very first time you've heard it. But it happened over 2,000 years ago in a tiny town called Bethlehem on the other side of the planet. The greatest event in human history took place. Without a doubt. God put on flesh and came here. He came to us because we couldn't go to Him. He came because we needed Him and we didn't know it. But what I want to do tonight is very simple. As I've said, some of you have heard this story 1,000 times. Some of you tonight is the first time you've heard it, and most of you probably fall somewhere in between. But very briefly, I want us to look at the reaction of the first group of people who got this news. Those shepherds that were sitting, minding their own business. And then the heavens lit up with angels. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to read a passage. It's going to be Luke 2 if you have your Bibles. Luke 2. We're going to read a bit. We're going to talk about it. And what we do from time to time, and I'd ask you guys to do this, we honor God's Word. We believe in it. We believe it is life-changing. And so I'm going to ask you to join me tonight. I'm going to ask you to stand in the honor of the reading of God's Word. So if you want to go ahead and stand to your feet, and I'm going to read Luke 2, verses 15 through 20, and then we'll get started, all right? 15 through 20. This is right after what we just heard, what we just saw in the video. This is next. Said when the angels had returned to heaven, just think about that for a second. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, because it was just as the angel had told them. Let's pray. Father God, let us ask now that you honor this moment. Father, let us clear out distractions and let us hear from you. So in your name we pray. Amen. All right, go ahead and grab a seat. Go ahead and grab a seat. All right, as I said, these guys were shepherds, all right? These shepherds hanging out in the field, probably done this 1,000 times, just normal guys going about their business. And then all of a sudden, the light, the sky explodes with light, and it's filled with angels talking to them. And you saw it in the video, and Luke writes it, and I think it's probably the understatement of maybe ever. Notice the understatement of the Bible, where Luke just simply says, they were afraid. They were afraid. You think? You think they were a little afraid? They're sitting there minding their own business. It's dark, and then angels are up there. And they appeared. And as we said on the video, they shared the good news. They talked about that the Messiah was coming. The Messiah was born. So the first question we have to ask is what is this Messiah? What does that even mean? All right, and I want to explain it to you real quick, because I have to kind of set the scene a bit. The nation of Israel, that's who we're talking about. The nation of Israel, they were God's chosen people. They kind of had a tumultuous history. The entire Old Testament is pretty much their history from inception to about 400 years before Christ was born. But what's going on here, the nation of Israel and these shepherds would have been part of that nation. They had been anticipating this Messiah for 700 to 900 years. All right, they've been waiting on it. They've been waiting and anticipating the Messiah. Now, to put that in our context, we get mad when we have to wait, 20 minutes to get our oil changed, right? Or heaven forbid, you have to wait a whole day to get your cable back, right? You guys can loosen up a little bit. It's okay. Everybody go. I know it's crazy. I think I've thrown off some people because I have a tie on. It's okay. It's okay. This is maybe the first time I've ever worn a tie at this church. Might be the last. Because it seems to freak you guys out. So anyway, it's cool. All right? So they had waited at least, conservatively, 700 years. That's 3 times as old as the United States. They've been waiting on this Messiah. They've been told about it. They've been taught about it from their parents or grandparents, waiting on this Messiah. And here's what they thought. This Messiah was going to come, and he was going to be a king. They thought he was going to be the next King David. You've probably all heard in some capacity about King David. King David was easily the most successful king of Israel. They considered that their heyday. And what they thought is the Messiah was going to come and was going to bring them back to that heyday, because since David's death, things had not gone very well for Israel. They had basically spent that 1,000 years after David's death. His son Solomon was a king, and he did pretty well. But then after that, first thing that happened is their kingdom split in half. And so they had two kings. And then for the next basically 500 years, they were attacked by other nations. They were captured. They were taken away. They'd come back, and their land was in ruin. They had gone from a mighty kingdom to people who were controlled, who were always being ruled. And this time, which history tells us, they got it close with the BC AD thing. History tells us it was most likely 6 BC when this happened, all right, when all this is going on. So 6 BC, at this point, the nation of Israel, these shepherds, all of them, are under the rule of the Roman Empire. So here they are again, ruled under someone else's control. And so these shepherds who would know all this, would hear all this, here they have these angels show up and scream, proclaim, he's here. The one you've been waiting on is here. The Messiah is here. Congratulations, get ready. Things are going to be great. And oh, by the way, he's a baby. And oh, by the way, he's a poor baby. And you're going to find him in a barn, laying in a feed trough. Peace out. And then the angels returned to heaven. But this was the guy. I mean, come on, if angels drop down out of heaven and tell you something, I don't care what you believe, you're probably going to believe that, right? Right? So here's what I want to do. I want to go back real quick. Let's look at what these shepherds did. We've already read it. We're gonna walk back through the passage. First thing, they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. There he was. The king that they had been waiting on for at least 700 years, the mighty guy that was going to come, was going to overthrow the Roman Empire, was going to completely overthrow it, was going to rule, was going to bring them back to the prominence and position they deserved. Not very kingly to be born in a barn. Not very kingly to be wrapped in some old cloth and laid in a feed trough. Right? But it was okay. Look what happens. Look what the shepherds did. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story was astonished. Yes, I'm sure they were astonished because these guys were saying, hey, guess what? Angels came out of heaven. They showed up. The light went off. They talked to us. It was fantastic. All right? That's odd. I'm sure they were astonished by that. But they were also astonished. They were also astonished by the fact that, well, wait a minute. What? No. The Messiah is supposed to be about a 20-year-old man, built, tall, rich, so that he can get the military and the manpower together to organize a revolt so he can overthrow the Romans. That's what the Messiah is supposed to be. And you're telling me he's a baby and he's a poor one? What in the world? But the shepherds didn't give up. They kept talking about it. Listen to this. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, because it was just as the angel had told them. So the shepherds, they heard the good news from the angels. They went and checked it out for themselves, and they discovered that it was exactly what God had said. Now, even though their idea of what the Messiah was supposed to be, even though their idea they had been taught and been waiting for 700 years was something completely different, when they encountered the angel, when they went and checked it out, they believed. They believed. They allowed their preconceptions to be changed. Because see, what we know now is that God was not giving them what they wanted, what they expected. He was giving them what they needed. He was giving them himself. He was truly setting them free. So here's the point. Here's the point. Like I said, some of you heard that story 1,000 times. Some of you haven't. But here's the point. Here's what I want to ask us tonight. Simple. What I want to ask us to consider is this. Can we do what the shepherds did? Can we do what they did? Because here's the deal. Every single one of us in this room, on Christmas Eve, every single one of us in this room has some conception, some idea of what we want God to do for us to make us happy, to set us free. You've thought about it. You've got it all figured out. Whatever your idea of God is, this is what I need God to do for me to get me where I need to go. These guys thought, what we need from God is somebody to overthrow the Romans and become king again so we can have our kingdom back. Now for us, it's different. For us, we sit around and we think about God and say, all right, God, here's what I need you to do for me to make me happy. Here's what I need. I need a new job. Or a new car would be nice. Or a girlfriend. Or a boyfriend, that'd be cool. Make me healthier. Give me some more cash. Maybe a nice house. Picket fence. 2.5 kids. And if we are good enough, just like tonight, if we're good enough, Santa's going to bring us what we want. If we're good enough, if we try hard enough, then God is going to give us what we want and make us happy. He's going to be a savior. He's going to save us from this awful job. Or he's going to save us from this awful relationship. If he'd just come. And what I'm saying is just like 2,000 years ago when those angels were on that hill. And angels just screaming out to them. I'm telling you, God is screaming out to you right now. Yes, you are correct. You do need a savior. You do. And it's here. But it's not what you think. The answer to every question you have, the answer to every problem in life, is simple. It's Jesus Christ. And tonight, I challenge each of you to do what the angels did. Check it out for yourself. Because here's the deal. What if? I mean, what if it's true? What if 2,000 years ago, God really did put on skin and come to earth and live a perfect sinless life for you and I? And at the end of that life, pay the price for every mistake we'll ever make so that we can have a relationship with God. So that we can be set free from ourselves and so that we can live the life he designed for us. What if that's true? Tonight, each of you are having the moment the shepherds had. You're on the hilltop. And I firmly pray God is screaming to you right now. I sent you a Savior. May not be what you thought it was going to be, but it's what you need. It's a baby. Born in a stable. Born in a farm. Sitting in a feed trough. Just like the shepherds 2,000 years ago, we need that Savior. Not the one we've been thinking about, not the one we've been expecting. So I just ask you, tonight, as we celebrate Christmas Eve, you're all here, you're all excited, you probably all have Christmas to go do and all that fun stuff, and Santa's coming in the morning, and fantastic. But I just briefly, just for one moment, I just wanted to ask, can you drop your expectations of what you think God should do for you and accept what he did? Can you accept what he did? Because like I said, that baby that we celebrate being born tonight is the Savior of the universe. And he came for each one of us to have a relationship with him. So do what the shepherds did. Drop your preconceptions. Drop what you expect God to do for you. And tonight be blessed and think and experience and understand what God did for you. Which is he sent his son. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. It's a fantastic night. It's a night where we get to celebrate. We get to celebrate the greatest event that happened in human history. My prayer for each one of you tonight is that you leave here with a little better understanding of what tonight's about, what Jesus did, and what you're offered. Because what you're offered is the greatest gift you've ever received. The gift of life. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for your love for us. I thank you for sending yourself. I thank you for Christmas. I thank you that we get to have a holiday where we spend and we remember and we think about what you did for us. Bless us, Father. Bless this night. And let us not leave it without understanding and embracing what you did for us. In your name we pray.